Last time on No Latency Side Quest.
I think one of my gal pals is going to be here.
That's my best friend.
Coyote!
Oh, this place.
Let me answer.
I think we should go check on Chad.
Glad, Vivi, you finally admitted this is all for love.
Vivi, if you just always do what they ask, they'll never learn.
You have a van?
Yeah, duh.
We need to check on Chad.
Ugh, Chad.
I've got to help.
Maybe we should just let him die.
What the fuck are we doing in front of my apartment?
Yes, what happened?
I pay rent.
Iris?
The IRS?
Tampering of the T-organ could result in...
The good news is you're all patched up and stable.
More fees, delayed claims.
Bad news is for now.
And death.
He's using you.
The last time we helped him, I got his hoverboard. So
we can rob him.
I'm sure there will be payment at the end of this when we get his kidneys back.
Oh, I already robbed him, so.
Oh, anything good?
DM, what did I find in his room when I had snuck away?
Perception 17, you found 200 eddies in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And you have found 10 armor-piercing rounds. And there's this like defensive grenade. It's like an RPG, but you throw it.
So just a grenade?
No, it's an RPG. It's when you throw it, it actually rockets through the air and fires towards a target. But there's no launcher. You just...
Rocket RPG. Rocket grenade.
Yeah, it's called the Pocket Javelin.
Okay, Pocket Javelin. Okay, nice. Yeah, I found this Pocket Javelin, like 100 eddies, some bullets.
Wow, that's some prime trauma team gear right there.
Nice.
There's no way Chad got that from his work.
Well, I mean, he seems to be pretty good at pilfering. I mean, he pilfered this. I mean, he probably pilfered this money. And he's pilfered your heart. So, I mean, I guess if we need to do this in order to, you know, fix it, then I guess we'll have to go and do it.
I mean, is that true? Has he pilfered your heart? I hold my gun up.
Come on, Coyote. They're putting all this effort into this guy. I mean, come on.
I'm just trying to help a person who I dated in medical school, okay? Like...
Yeah, this is starting to feel more and more like a dependent kind of relationship. And I mean, like, if this is going to help get you over the hump, I'm more than...
And you're having this conversation as you head down the stairs, pass by Ivan, who's now reading a scream sheet, and you get in the van and you drive off to...
I think we should go to this address. 378 Hygieia Avenue.
Hygiene Way. Hydrangea Boulevard.
Hey, I mean, I'm all for it. By the way, what was wrong with him anyways?
He failed to pay the IRS, and so they took his organs.
Which Debt ones did they take?
It's tax season, you know?
Tax season.
Shit, I gotta do my taxes.
Wait, which ones did they take?
Both.
Cody, give me a driving check.
Driving. There we go. 26.
Yeah.
That is a really, really good roll.
My mom made me these dice for Christmas.
Ooh.
And, like, the Matrix. They're all Matrix.
Love it.
Out.
Sweet.
Love the green.
They're awesome. I love them.
I like the shape.
Yeah. All of them are really cool. It's just
pretty sharp
shapes.
And you're driving down the street towards the IRS.
That's some crunchy jams.
And you've rolled high enough, Coyote, that you hear swerving behind you.
I look. But I don't want them to know that I'm looking.
You take a peek at the rearview mirror, and there through the very back of your van, you see an open back truck with a gyrocopter in the back.
Oh. Well, and if you look behind you, you'll see some fuckers behind us. With the gyrocopter, folks. I don't know what you want to do about that. It takes 2 minutes to drive. Well, sometimes.
That's...
I mean, it's just somebody with a gyrocopter, right? That's not anything to worry about. Just somebody that enjoys gyroing on their off time?
Yeah, what's a gyrocopter?
Is it gyro or is it Eero?
Hero. Hero-copter.
It's a miniature helicopter for one person.
That looks sick as hell.
I feel like,
Oh, there's two seats in it.
That's fine. Honestly, I'm not worried about it. I just, sometimes there's a narrator who talks to me and makes it feel like I should be worried about something.
I mean, gyrocopters are not really common, with cars.
I've ridden a gyrocopter before. They're pretty sick.
Okay.
Those fuckers go faster than you think
and
they would.
It's like common bird vibes. And they're honking at you.
Oh god, it's,
you see a sign for the IRS office. It kind of has its own area, and as you're driving, you take the same turn and they follow behind you, and you can see the guy in the van kind of giving you a look as you're not driving fast enough for him. He's giving you like shit.
I flip him the bird out the window.
Is there a rear window for us?
Yeah, you're looking out the back, and there's this like really pissed off maelstrom guy.
Oh, I just straight up give him both pressed hams right up against the window. Just both cheeks. Maybe I'll even like pull it apart and so you can see a bit of starfish.
Oh my god.
Well, in that case,
roll for butthole.
Roll for initiative.
Damn, Retro's showing holes.
Hey, Coyote, don't hit a pothole.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at armorall.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Night City. If you look at a map of North America, somewhere on the western edge, you'd see an inky black dot with fingers pressing into the side of the continent. That's where you find Night City. And somewhere in the middle of that inky black dot is a giant smoking hole. Like the universe itself drew iron and shot straight through the city. Radiation turned the sky red. But our story starts a little further south, in a dive bar, the Shortstop. Welcome to Night City. And welcome to Cyberpunk, Edge of Extinction.
Infinite Sided Dice presents Cyberpunk, Edge of Extinction, a Cyberpunk Red actual play. Watch now at youtube.com/@infinitesideddice. Catch you later, chums.
Is this window able to open?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a window.
Can you? How do you roll it down?
The door does open, but you have to crank the thing on it. It's an old model.
I have to crank to open the door, so it's like a whole.
Yeah, to open the window, crank. It's like a whole thing. Yeah, it's good though.
All right, I guess I'll just have to hand crank it.
All right, you crank open the door, and now you can hear the street behind the van, and it's filled with dust. And the smell of the city as Coyote continues to drive towards the IRS.
All right. For my free action, I would like to say I'm sorry, and I'm going to cut one of the safety belts and tie it to my belt in case something happens.
Okay.
That's okay. We don't use those anyway. Don't worry about it.
And I'm just gonna like sit down on the floor of the van, putting my feet up against the edges of the walls to kind of like brace myself. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna aim for the driver with my K-Tech hammer. No Sunday drivers. Directly right in the face.
Roll for it. 25. Nice. Crit fail on damage. Not so yeah. Nice.
There's a window blocking.
Now, as you're looking through the site, the thing that you notice that this guy has a T organ on his chest.
Whoa. Organ on his chest?
How do you see that?
Because the T organs are like a big thing that's stuck to the outside.
So he's like Tony Stark in it? Like
only on his left side. And as you shoot him, that's 14. Because you did a crit fail, you do not hit the T-organ, and he does take a hit.
Oh, good. For some reason, in my mind, when you keep saying the T-organs, I'm imagining the pack back from Crank. Remember that movie with Jason Statham where they took away his heart and he had to find any way to...
It's shaped like a plastic mushroom that's a little square on top. Like it's a peg that's been plugged into where the organ's going to be, and then the specific organ is on the inside.
Okay, so this has been like manufactured, designed to look weird.
It's a cybernetic organ for people who owe money for the organs currently being used to replace.
They want
to
make you feel bad.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame. Yeah. It's to shame you. Okay.
It also has a GPS tracker on it, so they can find you because you owe them money.
Yeah, but I mean, to do it that way, it seems like they're just trying to shame you in front of everybody else. But okay, I get you. I get it. I mean, it's a good gaslighting tactic.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I mean, there's not much else I can do because it only has one shot, but I will have to take another one on my turn.
Coyote, roll a driving check.
Yo, I guess so. Yeah, I guess I can do that for you. That's a one.
Goddamn.
That's another one. What is going on? Oh, and then a six. That's an 11. 11 on the drive check, baby.
All right, you failed.
Or 12, I guess.
The DV was 13.
Cool, perfect.
You fail to avoid the swerve, and the vehicle gets rammed from behind. Causing the vehicle 4 damage.
Fuck.
Crunch around you.
All right, come on. All right, fine. You're going to damage mine, and then I'm going to hard brake and then back up.
Oh, God.
I'm going to bumper car his ass. Some Fast and Furious shit right now.
What?
Yeah, this is shit. Is that a drive check?
Yep.
Drive. 20.
20. Yes. I imagine. Oh, that's a one. That's another one. It's a crit fail. Yes. You smack into the front of their vehicle. The guy on the back rolls to hold on. That is hilariously a one. That is a seven. So he goes flying into the vehicle. Now there's a maelstrom in the vehicle.
Good. Gotta get him closer.
He is now right up against the back seats in the back of the van, lying between Vivi and Retro. Retro, because of his crit fail, he missed you as he flew in. He just sort of flew over your head.
Ah! Oh, God! He's in here!
You guys...
Ah! Get him out!
I know he's angry. He just needs a... Oh, God! No, don't... Ah, gosh! Ah!
And this guy's he's trying to say something, but Vivi is now batting at him.
Yeah.
The guy who is driving now does not have his friend, and is kind of pissed off about it, so he pulls out his assault rifle, leans it against the side of the vehicle, and shoots at Retro, rolling a 13, which is not enough. The bullets go wide, scattering around the vehicle. Oh, he manages to retain control of the vehicle, but this moves everything forward a little bit.
I got this, boss! I'm in here, and I'm gonna use this heavy melee weapon on,
Vivi, odds or evens?
Evens.
Evens it is.
Take that, squarehead!
Retro, you get attacked by a heavy melee weapon. 16, yes. With your 16, what do you do as part of your evasion?
Okay, when he attacks me with a metal baseball bat, I pull the seatbelt buckle knot that I had from the back of my waist, causing it to whirl back, slapping him in the face. Just enough of a distraction to miss me as I just move out of the way before that baseball hat crunches into the very, cushy floors. What kind of flooring is this? Is this like shag carpet?
Yes, nice. But in between the bits of shag carpet are solid metal because it's a shitty van.
I mean, it's still nice though.
Yeah, it's a nice van. All right,
I just said so.
Live in here, so.
Wow, that is one.
Oh no.
That is a 10. That is the most crit fail you can get. Literally. And this guy, as the seatbelt hits him in the face, his baseball bat makes him lose balance. He falls out the back of the vehicle, smacks into the other vehicle with the guy with the thing stuck in his chest. They swerve out of the way. How does he do? That is a 3. That is not enough. And they swerve off to the side, crashing into a fire hydrant, and you drive off to the IRS. And this weird combat is over.
Man.
Sweet.
It seems as if they were exhausted.
That was a good one. I'll admit it.
I didn't get it.
You the nomad, the driver? exhaust.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me?
You know,
no. You never explain a one-liner or a joke. It either lands or don't.
But if I don't get the joke, but how am I supposed to laugh and think it's funny if you don't explain it to me?
That's my fault. I got to make sure that I get right into that humor line for you.
Okay. Hey, we're here.
Oh, shit, we are.
As you drive up to the IRS building, you notice that there is no customer parking, and you're going to have to pay for parking, so roll me a driving check to find
it. I swear to God, these guys, I mean...
Is there, like, a parking attendant?
Me.
No.
Can we just not pay?
It's up to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to pay. Fuck it. Fuck the IRS. Fuck Night City. I'm a nomad. Modern displays of money and currency can't tie me down.
Ooh.
All right, so are you going to park your vehicle in the back?
Sure, yeah.
All right, well then.
YOLO.
Park it in the rear.
I don't really have a plan here. We have to find Chad's kidneys. They're probably going to not give them up because he owes 15,000 eddies. So we're just going to have to steal them. And you know what? Maybe we can get some extra organs while we're here.
Why?
They're very valuable.
Oh.
Wow.
Just thinking, I mean, if something happens.
Sure, yeah. No, I love this. I love this. I love Phoebe. I love who you become when you're with me. I feel like you get in your head sometimes. And then when you and I are together, it's like I'm watching an artist come up with like, come into their own and just like, yes, like, let's do drugs. Let's steal organs.
I'm taken aback.
Let's fuck some shit up.
Phoebe, why aren't you like this when you're with the crew? I mean, you're always you've only recently started getting this way. I feel like your other friends are starting to have more of an influence on you, which I'm all for. Go all for it, Coyote. Get them to get that inner dark side out.
Phoebe, roll me a D10.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Are you eating Pocky?
Yes.
Yeah.
You are eating nicotine Pocky, which you grabbed from a vending machine at the Bubble Cafe while
Amazing.
No one was looking.
Amazing.
It tastes like bad choices and like a hint of smoky coffee, but
Love
it's
that.
Very pleasant.
Was that what I rolled the D10 for?
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was like some morality check or something.
No.
Retro, Coyote, and Vivi, you are behind the IRS building.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. If anybody got any plans, do we want to just, like, pretend we're, like, I don't know, some... people who are here to like pay our debts. We're here to claim our benefits.
Sure. Like, can I apply to be on an income-based repayment plan, you know, for my debts that I have?
Can I get a better kidney?
Yes.
I've been getting too many kidney infections, too many UTIs, because that's usually what happens when you have a kidney infection. And I can't.
Roll me a perception check while you talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, like, if you have a lot of kidney infections, you tend to get, you know, like, UTIs, which are very transferable, usually by, you know, leaving a piddle on a toilet seat or having intercourse and such like that. So, you know, I
that
like
was like
to get
a really
around.
Educational episode.
It's like you read it from a medical textbook.
I remember my studies when I went to college.
You went to college?
I got 3 degrees.
You got 3 degrees?
Retro, you notice with your 3 degrees, the back of the building, you notice that the back of the building has no back door, but it does have a fairly powerful HVAC duct system attached to the back of the building.
We're going through the vents.
Oh.
I mean, I did just have a flashback to another time in which we had air ducts, in which we made a nice little concoction.
I think it would be cool to go in and just be like, yo, what's up? And then someone else kills the other person. I don't know. That feels like most of the plans we come up with is just
shoot our way through
to them. And then, I'll kill him.
This is really Vivi's kind of plan, so I'm just running point.
I'm bad at coming up with plans, though.
Which is why you need the experience. Let's go. Come on. This is for the love of your life. Let's get through this.
No.
Chad is not the love of my life. This is
Chad's not even the like of her life.
You keep saying that, but I keep seeing. But this, everything we're going through right now is telling me otherwise.
I'm just trying to help a person and take down big corporations.
Yeah, she's punk as fuck.
Thank God, Iona did not hear that. Thank God, Iona didn't hear that.
Always about a man, okay? Sometimes you go on a quest to help people for you, you know, and that's what Vivi's all about.
I know they're trying to, they're either trying to show their love or try to remove all the love that they have out for this in some kind of weird bonding symbiosis thing they have with this.
It's not about Chad. It's about the greater good.
You say as you step into the lobby of the IRS office, which feels like a post office and a DMV had a really, really upset child.
How many people are in here?
There are four booths. One is not manned. Only one person is being served. There are three people in line and a security guard by the door to the left. And there are two vending machines in here.
How crumbed up does the security guard look?
He looks a little distracted. If you want to go over and talk to him, you can.
Is there a number system, like take a ticket here?
No, there is a line, though.
I think with these kinds of situations, you get seen quicker if you make a scene.
That's true. If you start crying, people will start doing stuff for you. I do it all the time.
All right, who wants to be the one to cry?
Well, I feel like you're a beautiful woman, so...
Please.
I rub her back. I'm like, it's going to be okay. It's gonna
Can we
be
get
okay.
some help here? There is a Please. Woman crying here.
Hold on.
Please, I've been waiting. I've come back here every day.
Excuse me. Are you all right? Is everything okay? Are you all right?
No.
I'm very concerned that you're making a scene in here. Please be quiet in the IRS. It's concerning
that you thought you could
make that much noise.
No, she needs to be seen immediately. She's in distress.
I am.
She needs financial help. She needs to be seen immediately.
Please.
You can't wait in this line.
Ma'am, I'm with the local scream sheet. Can you go ahead and tell me all the issues that you're having here, particularly at the IRS? I have a due date coming out for tonight. Please go ahead and tell me everything that's going on.
Do you need to see an adjuster or...
Well, obviously she's in an immense amount of pain right now and nobody's helping her. Please, ma'am, tell me exactly what's been going on here with all this time that the IRS hasn't been helping you so I can put this down.
And take as much time as you need to gather your thoughts.
It was the kidneys. I've signed up for a repayment plan and I've been on a waiting list and I've come back every day this past week. And they keep pushing out my date.
Right.
IRS has been imposing blackout dates so that way they can continue to collect extra fees on top of unpayments so that way
Gladys.
They can scam you out of pay. Okay, what else, ma'am? Please tell me more.
Gladys, I'm gonna pull a 1080 on this one, if that's all right. I think.
What's your name, so I can make sure I can get this for the report? How do you respond to these claims?
I'm just hired security. My name's Greg.
Security guard has no power and apparently cannot seem to help anybody. Wishes that they could.
That's very rude.
Roll
for this performance and this pageantry. See if I believe you, grumpy face.
I'm watching it.
That's a 22.
Yo.
22. How's that a 22? That says 21.
Because I got a motherfucking head high.
Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry, everyone. Mm-hmm. This person is in distress. I'm going to show them to the bathroom. They are not skipping line at all.
He looks at you.
At all. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's yes in crying. So, just follow me.
He opens the door.
Hero Guard has taken a choice in providing help to the person so they can continue on. This is something to look up to here in Night City.
Tracy, I need you to roll some kind of performance roll.
Acting. Yeah.
Acting, come on.
Where is that? Yes. Oh, no.
You have nothing in acting?
Apparently not.
Something.
They rolled a crit. They rolled a crit
still a fail.
Yeah.
As you're walking in the hallway, you are entertained by Retro's rumor pretending, and it makes you laugh.
Retro, stop.
Wait. Hold on.
Everything hurts.
What's all this business?
We're here for the organs.
I pull a gun out and I shoot him from behind.
Wait, are you making this combat now?
Yeah, the jig is up.
IRS guard seems to be unprepared for anybody to make any advances on them and has been caught by surprise.
Are you going to narrate this whole thing to a person?
Guard, which still has not given up name, has almost now pissed their pants.
I said my name is Ray.
I pull out my gun.
You pulled a gun on me. Oh,
the
God.
Jig is up. We're here for the organs.
Take us to the organs.
We don't keep organs here. It's just paperwork.
Where are the organs then, bitch?
We deal with a third party. I also don't know that information. You'd have to ask
the doctor. Take us to someone who knows.
Well, it's not three against one. It's three against three because there are two other guards in here. So.
Oh yeah, where are they now?
We'll blow all of you up.
I mean, we're all covered in armor, and we're standing here in this facility that we know.
Hello.
Then why aren't they coming after you, huh?
Hello, Greg.
Three guards. I got a gun pointed at you.
Three guards seem helpless against duo super team of female colleagues who seem to be kicking ass upon this entire IRS system in which the guards seem feeble to do anything about.
This is a face down roll, right? This is what this is.
Oh.
Yeah. Come on now.
Somebody knows.
Face down. Very sneaky.
I like that.
Cool plus reputation plus 1d10.
Oh boy. I don't know. I think mine actually might be better than BB's. But you might have good reputation. I don't think I have anything to reputation.
I think that would be, let me just do the math. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. That'd be 16.
16. What's your reputation?
It is at 4.
No, it is at 5, so it's 17.
5.
Yes. That's 5.
She's notorious.
I mean, you're tough. But most of this is just people who are infirmed because they're missing organs. So I'm not really used to this. Are you sure you want to fight? Do you not just want to wait patiently for an adjuster?
No. We know how this works.
Oh, fuck.
And we are tired of being exploited.
All right. Well, I get -1 to everything against you for the rest of time.
Take us to the person who knows where the organs are held, or we're gonna blast all of your heads off.
Right, okay.
Who's your third-party contact? Who's dealing with the guts?
Well, then I'm very sorry to say.
Right, no, don't do it.
It is indeed time to roll for it. Unless you would like to force me to take you somewhere else. But there are, just because you rolled high enough, I'm going to say there are more guards and people beyond this door.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say I try to block this door behind us with like a vendit or something.
There's nothing in this hallway on purpose.
Fuck.
Hey, I'm all for it, Vivi. I said I was following you into it, and whatever your plans are, that's how it's gonna be.
This is obviously a great plan.
I think it's great.
So you're in this hallway with these three guards, and Vivi, you rolled highest on initiative. What do you do?
I did. I am going to pull out my Sanriru Hello Kitty Ultra K8 Assault Pistol.
Hell yeah.
And I'm just going to shoot at the guy who was talking, because he was annoying me. So I shoot. I fire.
18. He does not have a reflex of 8, so he does get hit. That is a good hit.
Yes.
Quite. And that causes 17 damage.
Oh, fuck. You shot me.
I said I was gonna.
Oh, what? Double sixes.
You shot me very well. Shit.
Double sixes. Oh, shit.
Is that regular ammo or armor piercing?
I think it's armor piercing.
Fair enough.
I do have armor piercing, Sean.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I'll use it.
So he takes a decent hit. He also has to roll on the critical injury table.
Go for the legs.
Crushed fingers.
Ow.
He falls back and crushes his hand. -4 to all actions involving that hand. A paramedic fix DB 13, and full treatment is a surgery DB 15. Oof, that's bad.
Oh, my hand! Fuck! Oh, God! Oh! I have an expression for this. Look at that!
Does that gun shoot once or twice?
I believe with the way I have it, it's only once. Rate of fire one, because I don't have it on.
Yeah, because it's a pistol, so it should only have
one shot.
And do you want to move at all? You're just sort of standing in a line in this hallway.
Yeah, I'm going to move forward. Okay. Like about there.
Okay. And Greg turns to you.
Greg.
Now with a -4 to use anything two-handed, so he does not get his assault rifle. He gets out his heavy pistol and shoots you point blank. 11. That's a bad shot. He misses at point blank range, getting not an 11, but a 10, because he has -1 to attacks to you, and his bullet goes wide, sticking into the wall.
Fuck! That sucks. That's not ideal.
No. Look, you still have time.
Bang!
To surrender.
Oh.
Bang!
Bang!
14.
Yes, I hit you with crit fail damage, which is annoying. Wait, what is your armor?
That doesn't even ablate my armor.
Well, pants.
Says Greg. One of the guards behind him also shoots Vivi with an assault rifle, missing as the bullets fly past Vivi. Everyone kind of looks at Vivi like they're in a glistening rain in a Studio Ghibli movie as the bullets glisten in the fluorescent light of this horrible dank hallway.
Bullets glisten and dance around the medtech as the feeble guards seem to shoot without ever having taken target practice whatsoever.
Yo, that was sick as hell. cool. I'm going to move up here, and I'm going to take out my baseball bat that suspiciously is painted to look a lot like Vivi's. And it says "Girls' Night" on it, and I'm gonna take a couple swings at this guy for 19.
19. The first attack hits for
8 damage.
8 damage.
8 damage.
That is a decent amount of damage. So he takes 4.
Cool.
Fuck.
Are you gonna attack the same person again? Because you can attack twice with a melee weapon.
Yeah. This one. Attack. 20.
20.
Nice.
Wow.
All right. Let's see how their evasion is on this one.
15 damage.
If it hits.
If it hits. Which it will, obviously.
11. That is not enough. Yes. So he takes a hit for 15 damage, did you say?
Yes, I did.
Damn. So 15 divided by 2 is not an even number, so it's 8. And he takes another critical injury to the body. You break his arm. Now, he has a broken hand and a broken arm on the same side because it wasn't a crit fail. And he drops his assault rifle on the ground.
Oh, fuck. Oh, this is meant to be a cushy job. I'm nice.
Not nice enough because you're still working for the man.
One of the guards in the back points his assault rifle, now at Coyote, because they are the closest target, and shoots. Missing with a 12, also crit fail damage as well, so just like wild bullets. Now, Vivi, you see the same thing. As the glow sticks cause the bullets in midair to glow ever so slightly purple, it glistens like dew in the air, and then you hear ricochets in the background.
Wow.
It's really cool.
Like Like the dew falling from the sky in Night City, the bullets just rain around this powerful woman combo while these ineffective guards are unable to do anything.
And it's Retro's turn.
Oh, shit. It's my turn? Fuck.
That was the turn. That's all I need.
Narration.
Okay, this will get it to be a first for Coyote. Retro will reach behind them into their Tetramino backpack and pull out their assault rifle, codenamed Skeleton Key. All right, well, you call this security, cocks the gun, I'm call it target practice. And I've got a deadline to reach, and I'll fire at one of the ones at the back.
One on the left or one on the right?
Which one hasn't been hit yet? Either one of them?
Neither of them.
Then the one on the right.
20.
Wow.
7. Not crit damage, though. But it does hit. You hit for 21 damage.
That's confused look.
Is that armor piercing?
Yes, because you did give me armor piercing bullets.
Okay. And he isn't quite below half health, but that hurt. And it pushes him back a step.
And then I'd like to use my bonus action to try to intimidate them. I don't know, I guess another face down to put their weapons down and just...
Oh, you're trying to call the fight off?
Yeah.
All right, roll for it.
Uh-oh. See how that goes.
Badly.
Crit fail.
Oh.
Fucking ones. Ones.
What's
the,
your cool?
I'm on the... My cool is Monaco, cool? Right? My cool is 6.
So 6. Roll another d10.
Oh my god.
That's good. Remember? One on ones. So you got one on one, which means you are minus 1 to your cool plus reputation. So your cool is... What was it?
6.
6. 6 plus rep, which is 6, is 12. Minus 1 is 11. I just rolled a 1 and a 3.
Classic.
And you rolled the same.
Whoa. Tie goes to the defender, so it doesn't work.
This plan of yours does not work.
Luck. It's too late for luck.
No, it's too late for it. Now, boys, you can go ahead and just put your weapons down and allow us to, you know, take our items that we need and bugger off and lick your wounds.
For the last time, we don't keep organs here, you dumb fuck.
You're dead next. That one, which one said that one?
Are you talking to me? Customers never fucking listen. You are a dumb fuck.
He's dead. He's fucking dead.
Next time on No Latency Side Quest.
Yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Do it. Hit him again.
Yeah, he didn't seem very gregarious.
Who's in charge of the guts?
That's some peanut butter jelly time right there. I shoot him.
All right, this is that guy.
Shoot his ass. Let's go.
We should move quickly. Can we rob him? How do you get in this door?
Before that, I'm going to shoot this one dead.
All right, Retro, I don't know if we need to...
Gonna make me a liar if I don't.
I'm not your mom. Do whatever you want.
I guess we're going through the vents.
Somebody better persuade me or something, because I'm going to do it.
Retro.
I just met you. I don't even know you.
We might be able to get through this way.
Come out to the bubble tea. We'll get together. Have a few laughs.
We can kill him.
Hello, are you Sid?
Which executive? What apartment?
I'll just jump on here and see what I can find.
We better get out of here.
You better start talking. You won't have to worry about trauma team shooting you, because I'm going to shoot you.
Thank you for joining us on our adventure once again here at No Latency. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at No Latency Pod. Check out our website at nolatencypodcast.com. And if you'd like to support us further, we have a Patreon. Get exclusive content, spin-offs, bonus episodes, bloopers, ad-free episodes, and so much more. With weekly content to say thank you to our supporters, and even spice up your own Cyberpunk Red games at home. No matter what level your support, thank you again so much for listening. We literally couldn't do this without you. And of course, we'll see you next time in Night City. Thanks for listening, James.